Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about slow down. There was a guy who wanted to learn Shaolin, and he went to a Shaolin master, and then he asked him, how long does it need to learn Shaolin? And the master said, only 10 years. Then the disciple asked, what is if I learn every day 12 hours? How long time I need then? The Shaolin master said simple, 20 years. If we want fast solve problems or reach our goal, then we are over-eager. We don't want to spend too much time. And then what happens? We need much more time. A simple example is if we just cook tea. And we have to go fast to the bus station. And then the tea cooking needs so much time. And at the end, we don't have enough time to drink the tea. Then we just go very fast to the bus station without drinking tea. And this example everybody knows. So, and even then, we didn't had enjoyed our time. It comes much worse if we're making goal setting, and then we're making goal setting for a certain time. And we cannot reach our goal in this time. Then Bob Proctor said simple, if I can't reach my goal on a certain time, then this is just a delay. And God knows it much better than me when he deliver the goal or the results. I just trust. That is all. You see, we are doing our best, and when we're doing our best, we must be relaxed and also slowed off. If we rush, then we're making many mistakes, and then it needs much more time. Just slow down, this is it. So, and then I said, what is if I don't have time? So the President Adenauer, the first president of Germany after the Second World War, said to his driver, I don't have any time. Please slow down. Because he knew and it advanced. Rushing is working against us. So the old Zen wisdom is, don't rush. Don't rush behind anything. Let the things come by itself. Another good example to slow down is if I try a new task. Then I cannot say, okay, in 2 or 3 hours it's ready, or in 4 hours it's ready. And even I say such thing or I calculate, then I'm again in a rush, and again I make much more mistakes. So when I focus on the only on the moment, nothing else, and do my best and look that I am relaxed, look that I enjoy my work or enjoy to do this task, then what happens? I trust. And even I am making many mistakes, I'm relaxed. And I don't beat me up. And the task is exciting. And I get great results. And this mainly always. And for what is then the rushing good? So if I know a task very well, then I can say, okay, in 1 or 2 days or 3 days, it's ready. If I start now, and then for what I need rushing? If I slow down again and really be focused on the moment, focus what I'm doing, and make everything relaxed, then life becomes a meditation and also one joy after the next joy. So thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.